This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're heading to Amakarat. Keith Kam is with us in the studios. Last week, there were concerns about deflation happening to the Malaysian economy, and that pushed our local stock market lower. This is the result of lower inflation. I thought it was a good thing for prices of goods to come down.
Well, yes and no, because lower prices might also be an indication that the economy is not doing too well because, you know, people won't be buying goods, which means there is no economic activity. So officially, the term deflation refers to inflation that is negative.
You sound like you're just saying words right now, honestly.
So that's why I've got an expert to explain it to you. Hopefully, it makes a difference. Anyway, so the CPI measures inflation. So if you have two consecutive months of negative CPI numbers, that is an indication that it's a deflation. So like I said, I did speak with Dato' Rauf Rashid, who is obviously more qualified than I am to explain this. He's the Malaysia Managing Partner of Ernst & Young. He himself is an economist, and he explains what deflation is.
Deflation is a term used to describe a situation where there has been a drop in the prices of goods. If the drop in prices is a result of a broad-based reduction in consumer demand against supply, then it will not be good, as it may be a sign of a recession or a start of a recession. In the past 2 months in Malaysia, there has been a drop in the headline CPI, which is an indicator of prices of goods. Whilst this was the case, most components of the CPI has actually showed a rather stable increase. The only component which has shown a decline in prices was the domestic retail fuel prices, mainly because of the introduction of a ceiling cap for our 195 fuel. However, the broad component of the CPI has actually increased, averaging between 1% to 2%.
So that was Dato' Rauf Rashid, a Malaysian managing partner of Ernst & Young. So, okay, going back to inflation then, low inflation these past months was more due to the price of RON 95 being capped at 2.28 cents per litre, while other goods saw price increases.
Yeah, so this also ties in with the reassurances given by Bank Negara Governor Dato' Noor Shamsiah Yunus yesterday that we are definitely not facing a recession. And this is Dato' Rauf again with his own projections.
In general, we expect the Malaysia's 2019 headline average inflation to be broadly stable, I think averaging between 1 to 2%, compared with 1% in 2018 and apparently about 3 to 4% in 2017. Private consumer spending is also still positive, albeit at a slightly lower rate compared to 2018.
All right, so I need to point out as well that Dato' Rauf is set to moderate session on the role of GLCs in Malaysia at the Perdana Leadership Foundation on April 4th. That's next week.
And looking at stocks, palm oil prices haven't been doing well for some time. It's now 2,120 ringgit per tonne, the lowest in a while.
Yeah, so all this, I suppose, has a lot to do with the stockpile of palm oil that we have, which is still fairly high, as well as the EU's planned action to proposed action to ban palm oil in biodiesel in the bloc. And this seems to be ramping up, and it's also one of the reasons why palm oil companies have been affected. And yeah, Kelvin, you're right. For today, FGV is down 0.9% at 1 ringgit 14. Genting Plantations down 19% at 10.50. And KL Kepong down 16% at 24.66. These are just a few of the palm oil companies that are on Bursa.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.